the wonderful evolution of the Technological University story. All of the former alumni of the RTCs, the IOTs that have combined and evolved over the last 30 years to form the current Technological Universities will now be able to put themselves on the electoral register, and as long as they do that by the 23rd, they'll be on the next electoral register for the following subsequent elections for the six-seater university panels. Now, traditionally, that would only have been open to graduates of the NUI and Trinity, but it will now open up tens of thousands of students who are graduates of not just ATU and the former institutes of GMIT, LYIT and IT Sligo, but also the other universities of UL and Dundalk, etc. All of these places that were never able to utilise their vote as a graduate will be able to be on the electoral register.
And would it be fair to say that this feels like a significant recognition, not just for ATU right now as it stands as an institution, but also the recognition for it going back, that is paying attention to all those alumni for all the work that's been put in over the years?
Oh, hugely so. I think when you look at the fact that we often talk about the nine campuses in ATU, and you can list out all of the different entities of GMIT and LYIT and IT Sligo, but really you've got to go even further back and you look at the RTCs, you look at the development of the region as a whole and how it has evolved over the last 30, 40 years, and you get to the stage where we're at now, where the Technological University with almost 27,000 students, representing a huge graduate base from this area, hugely involved in the region from economic, agricultural, scientific research, Medtronic, fintech. This now allows the representative body of alumni to not only vote in this election, but more importantly also to be looked on upon as candidates for future Shannon elections. And I think that's really key to this. We're not just talking here about getting yourself onto the register to be able to vote in the future. We're also looking to make sure that alumni from ATU and its former constituent elements will think of themselves as, well, now's my time to maybe put something back into my community, put something back into my region, put myself forward for election. I no longer have to be from the traditional university sector. I can represent both our region and the nine campus entities that is ATU going forward. So I think it's a huge element of the evolution of the university.